Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name's Peter.
And we're going to play for you one of our favorite stories from way back in the archives. Peter, what do we got today?
From a then first grader from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, named Milena Vermouth Young, Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy.
Milwaukee, the good land.
Milwaukee. Oh, yeah.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Milena's story, how about we read the original story Milena sent in to us?
Oh, please do tell.
Here we go. One cool winter day in Japan, it snowed, and that night the Jewish people lit the menorah, and for a present, Sarah got a teddy bear. And at that very moment, Sarah lost her tooth. That night, the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus bumped into each other. And they got so confused that the Tooth Fairy put the money under the tree and Santa Claus put presents under Sarah's pillow. In the morning, Sarah forgot about her tooth and she went to the Christmas tree and found her money under the tree. She went back to her room and looked under her pillow and found her presents. Sarah enjoyed the rest of the day wondering what Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy talked about. The end.
Whoa. That would be crazy if that happened in real life.
Well, you're about to find out what it would be like, Peter, because here's the Story Pirates adaptation of the story by Milena Vermouth Young. Here it is, Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy.
Our story begins on a cool winter day in Japan where it was snowing. It was the time of year when the Jewish people lit the menorah and little Sarah got a present.
Sarah, we got you a present.
That's right, Sarah. Go ahead and unwrap it.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. I can't wait to see what I get. Oh my, a teddy bear. I've always wanted a... Ah!
Oh my goodness, Sarah, you just lost a tooth.
What should I do?
Why, Sarah, you should put it under your pillow tonight so the Tooth Fairy will leave you some money.
And that night, Sarah put her tooth under her pillow and the Tooth Fairy flew through the air towards Sarah's house.
I'm flying, I'm flying, I'm flying through the air, flapping my wings without a care, 'cause I'm the Tooth Fairy.
Little did the Tooth Fairy know, he was flying right into the path of Santa Claus.
I'm flying, through the air, riding in my sleigh with my 8 reindeer, 'cause I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The Tooth Fairy.
Santa Claus?
You do exist.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry I ran into you, but hey, I'm in quite a rush to get to a little girl's house.
Oh, me too. Well, it was lovely meeting you.
And with that, Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy flew off. But they were both so confused that the Tooth Fairy put money under the Christmas tree.
Wow, this is a really weird-looking and strangely pointy pillow.
And Santa Claus put presents under Sarah's pillow.
I wonder why there's a little girl sleeping on this Christmas tree.
In the morning, Sarah was so excited about Christmas that she forgot all about her tooth and ran to the Christmas tree.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see all the presents Santa's left me. Whoa, there's a bunch of money under this tree. But where are all my presents?
Well, Sarah, maybe if the Tooth Fairy left your money under the tree...
Santa must have left the presents under my pillow.
Sarah ran back into her room.
Hey, look! My presents are here under my pillow! Wow, Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy must have gotten really confused. I wonder what they talked about.
Well, my favorite place to fly over is New York City. I mean, all those beautiful lights.
Oh, flying over New York's for the birds, Santa. What about Hawaii? So warm.
Oh, maybe next year we can fly together.
Hey, great idea. I'll invite the Easter Bunny.
Oh, great. And I'll invite Judah Maccabee.
And Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and Sarah had the best holidays ever.
Boy, are my wings tired. Santa, can I hitch a ride with you?
Well, of course you can. Let's go.
We're flying, we're flying, we're flying through the air.
You've got great big wings.
And you've got white hair.
Because I'm Santa.
Sarah, look out!
Oh! Ah! Oh!
I'm okay, okay. I landed on something soft.
That was my stomach!
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Milena.
Hi, Milena.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
How's your summer going?
My summer's going great.
Where are you right now?
I'm at my house.
And where do you live?
I live in California.
Yeah. Where in California?
At the East Bay, near San Francisco.
Oh, cool. How do you like it out there?
It's nice. It's not too cold.
It gets rainy though, right?
Not really.
Not really? I guess you have to be like closer to the bay, right?
Yeah.
It gets foggy. You get that San Francisco fog.
Well, we're on the other side of the mountains from San Francisco, so the mountains call the fog.
Oh, cool. Have you always lived there?
No.
Did you used to live in Milwaukee?
Yeah, we moved here last year.
Okay, cool. Have you heard about the Milwaukee Lion yet?
Yeah.
What do you
All
think
I know
about
is
that
a lion escaped, though.
Do you have any friends back home that have seen it?
Well, I don't know if they've seen it, but I know they've heard about it on the news and stuff.
Because everyone's freaking out over there.
Yeah.
They haven't caught it, right?
I don't think so.
I think it's exciting. I tried to find a Milwaukee Lion t-shirt online that I could wear, but no luck yet. So, Milena, what grade are you in right now?
I'm going into sixth.
And when you wrote Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, you were in first grade, right?
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Do you remember your story?
Not really.
So you don't even remember how you got the idea for it?
No.
Have you written any stories since then?
Yeah, I've written a lot.
You consider yourself a writer?
Well, I just like to write, but that's probably not going to be my job when I grow up.
Got it. What do you think your job's going to be?
Like a coder or something for computers.
Nice. Do you do any coding now?
Yeah, I take a class every Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30.
What kind of coding are you learning?
I'm doing 3D game design, so I'm making a 3D game.
Will you tell me about the game? What's the game you're making?
So I'm trying to make it better than Minecraft. So you have to defeat the Dementors from Harry Potter. And you can change the terrain there, with this mouse tool. And I wrote my name in the terrain, so there's these mountains shaped like a Milena. It's
amazing.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. And then there's this house with a fireplace and a Christmas tree and presents and stuff. So it's Christmas themed with some Harry Potter and a little bit of Minecraft because it's hills and stuff.
You know, it sounds to me like you're using some of your creativity and writing skills to make your own games, right?
Yeah.
So it sort of is all coming together a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you get into computer coding?
Well, I'm not really sure, but when I moved here, I learned about Minecraft and how awesome it was. And so I wanted to make a game sort of like that.
Can you explain Minecraft to me? Because I don't really get it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of blocks, and you can build and destroy. And there's monsters that come out at night and attack you. But creative mode, you don't get hurt, and you can fly. But survival, you have limited resources, and you can get hurt, and you have to walk all the time. No flying, unfortunately.
I had to admit that I'm still really confused about this game.
If you Google a Minecraft video, you'll get a bunch of explanations.
Okay, good. It seems like no adults really understand Minecraft and every single kid loves it.
Yeah.
So do you remember way back when you were in first grade, do you remember hearing your story on the radio?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was kind of weird because I didn't sound how I imagined I would sound, like how I think I normally talk.
Uh-huh.
It was like different.
Got it. And do you have any advice for any writers out there? Any kids that are trying to write their own story, but they don't know where to start?
Yeah, be creative and write about what you like, not something that you think your parents will like. Write about what you like to do and stuff.
That's great. That's great advice because I think a lot of kids think they need to write something specific that an adult, a teacher, or a parent wants them to write.
Yeah.
But you should really just write whatever you want to write.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's the name of your game?
I don't have a name yet.
Do you think since you moved to San Francisco, everyone does computers out there, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the big thing going on there, huh?
Yeah.
And how do you like that area? Do you like it better than Wisconsin?
Yeah, because there's no mosquitoes. And it doesn't snow.
Wisconsin smells?
It snows.
Oh, it snows. I thought you said it smells.
No.
So you don't like snow, huh?
Well, it's just cold and stuff.
Is there anything you miss about Wisconsin?
Well, you know, I might miss the humidity, like the steaming hot days of the summer. Or
really?
The freezing cold days of winter. No, I'm being sarcastic.
That's funny. Yeah, the weather in California is pretty perfect, huh?
Yeah.
But like kids who grow up all the time in California, they've never experienced seasons. So at least you know what seasons are.
Yeah, it's just like we have hot in the summer, warm in the winter, and then in the fall it gets a kind of drizzly.
Are you going into sixth grade? Does that mean you're starting middle school?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
What do you think will be better about middle school?
When I moved, I was going to be in middle school because in Wisconsin, middle school started in fifth grade. So I was like, yes, I'm in middle school. Wait, no, I'm still in elementary school. And all my friends moved on to middle school. And so that was kind of unfair.
You had to wait an extra year.
Yeah.
And while you were waiting, were they like, oh man, middle school's amazing?
No, they were like, oh man, after school at study hall, we can play Minecraft on our iPads if the teachers aren't around.
And you were like, why I oughta?
Yeah.
Do you play it on your iPad or do you play it on a computer?
I play on my iPad and on my computer.
Are you a Mac person?
Yeah, I have a MacBook Air, but it's really slow and laggy. So usually I play on my PlayStation 4, where it's like the best version I have because it doesn't lag. And it has, like, all the good stuff.
Do you play any other games?
Well, on my iPad, I play some other games.
What?
Like Minion Rush.
Is that related to the hit movie, The Minions?
Kind of, I think.
Cool.
It's from Despicable Me 2.
Right. Anything else you want to tell me or tell people about your story or anything about your life?
Actually, about my story, after I'd finished writing the story and submitted it and stuff, on Christmas Eve, well, no, the night before Christmas Eve, I lost my tooth. And so that night, I wrote a nice letter to the Tooth Fairy saying, Dear Tooth Fairy, please don't take my tooth until tomorrow night. And then the next night, it was Christmas Eve, and so I put my tooth under my pillow. And in the morning, I had pencils under my pillow from my stocking, and my tooth was under the tree. But instead of a tooth, there was, like, I think a dollar.
Oh my gosh. So they really ran into each other.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So real life resembled the fiction that you created.
Yeah.
It was almost like you were telling the future.
Kind of.
Are you psychic?
No.
Why don't you make a prediction right now about the future just so we can test it out and see if maybe you are psychic.
Okay. I predict that in the next 10 years, there will be one rain in California.
Only one?
At least one rainy day. At least one rainy day.
That is likely to happen, but they might only just be one.
Yeah.
From what I hear about California.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys having a drought up where you are?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ration water? Do you take like shorter showers or do you not water your lawn or anything?
Well, we don't water our lawn and we have to take short showers. And my mom, when she showered today, she got, while the water was warming up, she put a bucket under the water.
Oh, wow.
And so then we could save it.
Pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that in New York.
No, we don't have to do it either. But my dad has a startup where you can get paid to save water and energy.
What?
So, yeah.
Can I get paid?
If you sign up.
What's it called?
It's called Meter Hero.
All right, I'm going to check it out. That's a good name, actually. It sounds like a video game.
Yeah.
What would the Meter Hero video game look like?
I don't know.
Maybe your dad can hire you to make it.
Maybe.
All right. Thanks, Milena. Good luck with the game.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan. And we feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Coming up this summer, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia on July 15th and 16th, and Jamestown, New York at the Lucy Comedy Festival on August 6th. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. And of course, please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we will see you next time.
Hey, grownups. Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass. And new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no, I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.